I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trin reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts. That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day. But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
The U.S. and a key ally confirmed on Friday they will now both allow Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with weapons they've provided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The UN's refugee chief says there has been a rise in global displacement. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says global displacements are on the rise.
The number of those who have been forced to flee their homes by war, violence and persecution reached 114 million at our latest count.
Grandi's report draws attention to the increasing number of armed conflicts, climate emergencies, natural disasters, as well as energy and food crises across the globe. Grandi stresses that the Israel-Hamas war is a case in point, saying Palestinian civilians should be protected wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Sudan has received its first batch of a new malaria vaccine from the World Health Organization, an important step in efforts to battle a disease that is the biggest killer of children in this African country. The more than 645,000 doses of the R21 malaria vaccine received on Friday will be distributed across 28 counties with the highest malaria burden. In 2022, South Sudan had an estimated 2.8 million cases and 6,680 deaths from malaria. It has one of the region's highest rates of malaria incidence. Nigeria is experiencing its worst economic crisis in a generation, leading to widespread hardship and anger. President Bola Tinubu has so far refused to change course, insisting his reforms will improve Nigeria's ailing economy. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
President Tinubu introduced controversial policies, including the scrapping of decades-long fuel subsidy payments and floating the naira against other world currencies shortly after taking office. Transportation and food prices have soared, leading to an annual inflation rate of 34%. Tinubu has assured Nigerians he'll fix inflation and address the economic challenges. The president also announced the launch of several development projects, but critics say the government is irresponsible and pandering to foreign influence. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Soccer's international governing body is introducing new measures designed to further support the well-being of players and coaches during pregnancy and after the birth of their children. The FIFA protocols give players and coaches a minimum of 14 weeks of paid maternity leave and a minimum of 8 weeks paid leave for those who adopt a child younger than two. There is also a minimum 8 weeks paid for women who are not non-biological parents of newborns. The player's maternity leave was previously adopted in 2020, but the new rules extend it to coaches. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.